Now, if you're Irish, come into the parlor, for there's a welcome there for you. If your name is Timothy or Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. That, in a nutshell, is how I feel when I come here. I've been here twice, so one other time in the fall, and now, and then looking forward to being back in the summer. But it's as if I've been here 100 times. That's the way you make people feel. That doesn't happen by accident. It happens on purpose. It happens because the Spirit of the living God is alive and well in your hearts, and that there is a supernatural kinship that crosses all barriers. So even though I used an Irish song to make the point, it goes way beyond that to the family called the people of God. Thank you for that. Thank you, Pastor, for the way in which you have invested yourself in that kind of expression. And thank you, Heather, for the way in which you do that also. On behalf of the Church of the Nazarene, Canada, I extend heartfelt congratulations on this occasion of your 60th anniversary. You are the people of God. You are gathered for His purposes, and you are gathered for His glory. These 60 years have no doubt been filled with every emotion known to humanity. Times of plenty, times of famine, times of joy, times of sadness, baby dedications, funerals, weddings, all kinds of expressions happening in real time in the real world. And into the real world comes the real church. For that, I am so grateful. This is not a museum where people come to visit the saints and take a look at them and say, is that how it used to be? But this is the engine room of a great vessel on the high seas of life on the way to the harbor of God. I count it a tremendous privilege to have boarded this vessel twice now. It has moved me in my personal journey. And as you continue to chart a course for the next 60 years and more, I pray that the Admiral of the Fleet, our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, will lead and guide you in His perfect will. Congratulations on a milestone achieved, and encouragement to you for all that lies ahead. I leave you with a scripture that was the very first scripture that I memorized as a brand new Christian at 21 years of age. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sistren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Every blessing and many thanks. I do have the privilege of praying a prayer of rededication now over Pastor and Heather and family, board members, pastors and leaders of the congregation. Would you come forward and just present yourselves at this altar this morning? Board members, pastors, staff, leaders, just come. And would you kneel? I think a great expression of presenting yourselves as living sacrifices unto the Lord is to kneel. Well, let's balance the ship over here just a wee bit. Wonderful. A congregation, as I pray this prayer of blessing, which is the high priestly blessing, and I have come to discover that that high priestly blessing from the book of Numbers is to be used sparingly. In fact, in Jewish tradition, there's only a few times that it will ever be used. It's not just thrown out there. And so today I pray that I am not violating anything by using it in this circumstance. But I do want to complete and finish the prayer with the words that were presented. Our Father, we do thank you for this beautiful moment in time. We thank you for our pastor and his wife and family. We thank you for the pastors that work alongside of him. I thank you for the lay people. I thank you, Lord, for the casual visitor. I thank you for the person who passes by this place every day and wonders what's going on. I just ask, Lord, that you would now take each one of us as we present ourselves to you, living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. It is the least we can do. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you.